Just one second, let me just expand the view a little bit. Full screen, okay. Okay, so let's try tomorrow. We'll try to start from, all things being equal, from 12:30 to some meetings. Okay, so we were discussing the status, excuse me, of, I'll try without the glasses, maybe it'll be easier. We'll see. We're trying to discuss the status of Malacha on Yudalid, both before and after Chatzos. And of course, that becomes, that's brought up in the Gemara here, and then the Gemara wants to know, you know, with relationship between that and the question of Lo Matzina, what it means to have a Miktsas Yom. And the Gemara basically says, well, we have that anyway in Erev Pesach with regard to Chametz. And the question is, if we have that already, what is that? Is that just Gzeiras HaKasuv, or does that say something more, let's say, foundational about what Chatzos is? Wanted to suggest, again, it's also not mutually exclusive to say that it's Gzeiras HaKasuv, because it's still an unusual phenomenon, even if there's a very good reason for it. But again, you could read Rashi as saying that the din of Chatzos, you know, for Chametz, is just Gzeiras HaKasuv. That's certainly what Rashi says. Whether the alternative is to say, as I was saying before, that what takes place Doraisa at Chatzos on Yom Yadalid is a foundation, again, excluding Gzeiras HaKasuv, maybe, certainly it isn't an, you know, incomprehensible Gzeiras HaKasuv, and it's one which therefore can be extended, you know, in terms of implications, for sure. So, 1 second. Okay. So consequently, the idea that maybe what's going on here, even in terms of Yisr Chametz, is Korban Pesach, is something to, not something that Rashi excludes necessarily, but something which one might invoke. Now, the truth is that even if there is a din, not only of Chatzos, of course, there's a din of Chatzos and Korban Pesach, we understand that. Even if there are further repercussions, they don't necessarily have to express themselves in Chametz. It could be that they express themselves, however, in Isur Malacha. So the relationship between Korban Pesach, Isur Malacha, and the Achilek of Chatzos for Chametz is an important topic. We'll see later on what impact that has also in terms of matzah. Like, you know, officially not supposed to eat matzah. Certainly not after Chatzos. There's a debate between the Baal HaMor and the Ramban later on in the third parak, you know, whether or not that prohibition of matzah begins already in the morning, or it only begins at Chatzos. So that, I believe, is consequential as well. And before we end this, just make sure I get back to that point about, you know, how Achilek, you know, may affect the way we look at all parts of the day. Okay. But either way, in terms of what we're discussing right now, so we have this, you know, interesting discussion between Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. We have the possibility of Isur Malacha at night, Beishamai. We have the possibility that it begins at the morning Netzach Chama, Beis Hillel. It's also unusual. And then we have the possibility that it begins, maybe that's what Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov means in Maskana, at Alos HaShachar. So again, this is all very, in addition to the Gemara's, you know, connecting it to Achilek, and the Rishonim debating whether or not that wouldn't be a problem gufa for Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, depending on what it is that he held, whether we're talking about Minhag or Isser. I mean, the discussion of Rabbeinu David and the Chiddush Aran, and a little bit the discussion of others as well. In addition to all of that, we just want to understand better the nature and parameter of these dinim and why these manim might be important, why this might start at night. If it starts in the morning, you know, what's the best candidate? Is it Alos HaShachar and it's Achama? And if it's at Chatzos, like what is, you know, is really going on? That's pretty much what we have been trying to discuss. So again, he reintroduces the Chavetz Chaim David, who also, in order to answer that other question, you know, suggested that the Isser, that the Minhag might have been to adopt a kind of Yom Tov, you know, from the morning, to make Yontif a day earlier, but starting from the morning, you know, 12 hours earlier, starting from the morning of Yadalid, whereas he understands that what takes place at Chatzos, right, is more a result of, but a narrower application of Korban Pesach itself. And what I was suggesting was that, number one, even if there is a minhag, it's very possible that the minhag is an extension of what takes place at Chatzos. We'll see that explicitly very soon. And I think the language of the Ran and the language of, I believe, the Maram Chalava, you know, who kind of, and the Pnei Yoshua, certainly, which I made allusion to, together with the Gron, the Netziv, and I'll get back to that. And then Natan also mentioned it to me, I think, after this year. So this idea that, you know, the even if Achar Chatzos is Isser and Lifnei Chatzos is a Minhag, that the Minhag might be the extension of the Isser, and maybe the Minhag wouldn't even be possible if it weren't for the fact that there's an Isser that is more serious after Chatzos. That's what those Rishonim in that Achron, Mipnei Yoshua, Maram Chalava, Ran, that's what they all suggest. Rabbeinu David is assuming that that's not the case. Rabbeinu David is assuming that the Minhag L'chud and the Isser after Chatzos is L'chud. That's a big assumption. Particularly interesting in terms of the language of the Gemara, which we'll get back to in the beginning of Makom Shenagu. In addition to that, he also assumes that if you are going to be mechalek between the two, that in a way, ironically, you know, you would do it in a counterintuitive, what I think is a counterintuitive way. Namely, if somebody said to me, which is more likely to be a more expansive Isra Malacha, the one Lifnei Chatzos, or the one which is Minhag, which some people don't believe in, or the one La'achar Chatzos, which seems to be universally accepted, I would have certainly thought that the La'achar Chatzos being, you know, more universally acknowledged and being, you know, Likula Alma and Isser, even if there's those who think that the pre is only Minhag, I would have thought that, that's the chilek that you would make. And indeed, that is the chilek that some people make. Rabbeinu David goes the opposite way by saying that the minhag is to treat this as a Yom Tov, and the La'achar Chatzos is a narrower din due to the consequence of being makriv a korban. So you could have said that bein lifnei, bein la'achar, you could have said everything is more like tirda and a narrow, you know, kind of, you know, pragmatic, you need to focus on this kind of an issue. You could have said that everything was fundamental. You could have said that, you know, that's goof of the difference between lifnei and la'achar, but not the way Rabbeinu David said it, but the opposite way. That's kind of where we were. And then I was trying to explain that the alternative to saying everything is a tirda, namely the idea of saying everything is fundamental, is basically to suggest that the Korban Pesach generates a Yom Tov. And I think this is certainly what Rabbeinu David has in mind for the Minhag. He just doesn't think, ironically, that that's the pshat in the La'achar Chatzos Isser. But that this idea, I was suggesting, has very strong roots in quite a few different you know, places, manifestations, we'll call them, and shitas. The number one, it may be noveh from the psukim themselves. And here again, we need to talk about, you know, the morning, the night, the morning, which part of the morning, and the afternoon. But again, the pasuk in Parshas Emor of Bein Rabbayim, but it's in Parshas Emor. We already discussed it. I looked at the Chizkuni. Who mentioned the Chizkuni to me, by the way? Yeah, I had it checked actually in my, and it is very good. The language is very good. Although just one thing deserves to be mentioned. We mentioned Rashi, the Sfarno, the Arachayim, as opposed to the Gra and the Netziv. Someone who mentioned the Chizkuni.
Think I did.
Yeah? Do you have the language?
I don't have it up. I can pull it up, but I don't have it up right now.
Okay. So I'll read it, Sam. Very good, though. Erev, he says, Erev Yom Tov Harishon, Ben Rabbein Pesach, Erev Yom Tov Harishon, V'halayla Nikru Pesach. Erev Yom Tov Harishon and its night are all called Pesach, Al Shem Shasukim B'Korban Shenikra Kach, Aval Shar HaChag, Milayla Harishon Ve'elach Nikra Chagamatzos. I once actually wrote something in which I called, and this is what I always like to say, which is that Chag HaPesach is the, is also Erev Chag HaMatzos. So it was in part inspired by this language of the Chizkuni. But I think it's a great language because Aval Shar, first of all, he has the night, which is the overlap, which is fascinating, meaning it's not just that Chag HaPesach is Yudalid. He's arguing that Chag HaPesach is Yudalid and Lel Tezvav, meaning the preparation of and the eating of the Korban Pesach. And that overlaps. So Chag HaPesach actually overlaps, into Chag HaMatzos, but also his expression of Aval Shar HaChag, right? Milayla HaRishon Ve'elach, Nikra Chag HaMatzos. So you have, it sounds like all of it is part of the Chag. So you have the exclusive Chag HaPesach, then you have the shared Chag HaPesach, Chag HaMatzos, and then the rest of it is Chag, HaMatzos. So I do. I think it's a very good lashon. So I thank Sam for bringing that up as well. And then, of course, you have Parshas Pinchas, where you don't even have the Beinu Arbayim, and some of the Mefarshim note that. So the view of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, in the Sugya in Zvachim, and Daf Yud Beis on Beis, which is also referred to later on, and Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, a Gemara that is quoted by the Rishonim. In the beginning of Makom Shnagud, which I asked you to look at, which we'll look at today, which is that Rav Sheshes was Yosef B'Tanisa B'Mali, D'Pischa. Rav Sheshes fasted on Erev Pesach. Of course, is why did he do that? So the Gemara originally thought it's because he held like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. So who is Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira? Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, according to Sugya in Zvachim, the Mishnah in Zvachim says that there's a debate. If you shecht a Korban Pesach, an animal that's omer the Korban Pesach on the morning of Yudalid. So if you do it Shelo Lishma, then according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, the Korban is pasul. So again, just the background for a second, and that is that the Mishnah says in the beginning of Zvachim that, Chatos and Pesach, if you do the Shechita, or Dalet Avodas, whatever it is, Shelo Lishma, typically Lo Lishma is Lo Olah L'Bailam L'Shem Chova, but the Korban is Kosher. And Chatos and Pesach are exceptions. In that case, the Korban is Pasul too. That's the first Mishnah in Zvachim. So Pesach, that itself is, I think, a very fascinating halacha, which I don't want to get into right now, but that the Pesach, for some reason, because it says Pesach Lashem, has something in common with Chatos. Okay, more so with regard to this halacha than Asham. We talked about it a little bit, last year we were talking about Ola and Chatos. I mentioned, the connection between Pesach and Chulin when we were talking about Shechitas Chulin. last year. But anyways, that's the halacha. Why am I telling you this? So let's say you are shochet a Pesach in the morning of Yudalid before Chatzos. Torah says Beinu Arbayim. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira in the Mishnah in Zvachim says that the psul of Lo Lishma applies even to a Pesach which is Nishchat in the morning. And the Chachamim, Rabbi Yeshua, disagree. Because they say to before Beinu Arbayim is not this, the language actually. Let me just take up language for a second. in. The language actually is very interesting. Right, the Mishnah says here, this is on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, HaPesach Sheshachtu Shachris, interesting language of Shachris, Ba'arba Asar Shalo Lishma, Rabbi Yeshua Machshir, Ki'ilu Nishchat B'Shlosha Asar. Language is this great. It says, being Makar of a Korban Pesach, you know, before Chatzos, is like being Makar of it on Yud Gimel. Okay, that's just a sharp language. It's not just saying that it's kosher and that the din doesn't apply. I mean, he means it with regard to this din. But, you know, you could probably say it another way. Just say kosher, right? Sounds like he's denying achilek with regard to this, saying, don't think there's an achilek here. Why would you think that? Right? Yeah. On the other hand, Ben Becerra, posel, and the language here is also fascinating. Ki'ilu nishkat beinu arbayim. Meaning you're doing the shachrits, it's like beinu arbayim. So then the Gemara has two deos about Ben Becerra. One view is that Ben Becerra really thought that the pshat in beinu arbayim is different, and that really, really, really the zman of the hakrovas, korban pesach, right? And certainly b'dieved, maybe even l'chatchila, is shachris. It's in the morning. That's the first view of the Gemara. That's one view of the Gemara. The other view of the Gemara is that even he agrees that the zman for kosher korban pesach is only after chatzos. The question is whether the psul of lo lishma doesn't apply in the same day in the morning. So the Gemara says, Omer Blazar, Omer Rab Hoshe, Machshei ben Pseir ben Pesach Sheshach to Shachris, Biadal Lishmo, the Kula Yoma Zmanehu. My Keilu, I did Omer Rab Yeshua, Keilu Amar Yunamik, the Keilu doesn't matter, it doesn't make sense. What do you mean Keilu Bein Rabbayim? There's no Lechatchila even at the whole day. So according to this view, this version, the Rab Blazar Omer Rab Hoshe version of Ben Pseira, right, even though it says Beinu Arbayim, Korban Pesach is Karei B'Boker. No one paskins that way. But if you want to know where he got it from, possibly, the Pasuk in Pinchas doesn't say Beinu Arbayim. The Gemara here struggles to say that Beinu Arbayim means Bein Shnei Ha'aravim, and it means in the Boker. Okay. The other view is the view of Ula, Amar Ula, Bered Rabbi Loi. I'm sorry. The other view is the view that even though it's only kosher, Beinu Arbayim, nonetheless, some aspects of the shame, Korban Pesach, already exist even Baboker. Okay? And therefore, the psul of Lolishma is posel, even though the Shechita Lishma would not work, since it's Ra'ui, right, La'achar Chatzos. Now being Ra'ui, La'achar Chatzos, right, here, Heshev Rebbe, Tachas Ben Pseir, L'dir Rabbi Yeshua, Lo'em Amrus B'Shlosha Asar, She'ein Miktsasa Ra'ui, Tomar Barba Asar, She'ein Miktsasa Ra'ui. What does Miktsasa Ra'ui remind you of? What is Miktsasa Ra'ui Yoni? Yoni broth.
I'm not sure.
Of things that we are dealing with.
The Issa Yudalid?
Yeah, on Yudalid. Chametz on Yudalid. Achilek. Right? What does it mean, Miktsasa Ra'ui? Who cares? This is the interesting dialectic. There's no such thing practically. Meolam lo matzina. Our Gemara says, what is this? Mativo shel, you know, shel davar zeh or birya zu or whatever you want to call it. Like, what is this? A day that we have enough trouble in our Gemara with a day that doesn't start at night. Right, and then we have trouble with a more with a day that only starts at Nates. Right? But there's bigger trouble from a day that starts at Chatzos. That's a din d'oraisa, certainly, of Tashmisu. Ben Becerra, according to the second view, has a similar idea. The kashrus, hakorban, depends on Chatzos. But because it's roi, but also ayom, even in the morning, the psul of lo lishma, which means on some level, the shame, korban pesach, legabe davar zeh, still applies. It's not like Yud Gimel. That's really the interesting question. Now, what's fascinating also is that the Rambam, this will help us in a couple of minutes, the Rambam paskins in Perek Tesvav, Hilchos Psulei HaMikdashim, Halacha Yud Beis, I think I have it here. The Rambam paskins like this second view of Ben Becerra. Perek Tesvav Halacha Yud Aleph. HaPesach sheshachtu b'machshava shini Hashem b'im shini shmo, l'shem zavachaker b'im shini l'shem chulin, pasul. B'medvam amurim sheshachtu b'zmanu, shehu yom yudalad b'nisan, afilu shachtu b'shachris b'machshava shini Hashem pasul. Avlim shachtu b'lo zmanu, b'machshava shalol l'shmo, say the day before, Yud Gimel, kosher. Shalol l'shem, etc. Then on Yud Beis, he paskins, Pesach sheshachtu l'shmo b'yudalid konim chatzos pasul l'fi she'eino zmano. Which sounds like the Mishnah says on Samach Aleph Amud Aleph in Psachim. Kor Pesach cannot be nishkat l'fnei zmano. Meaning the Rambam doesn't paskin like the view of Ben Becerra that the korban is kosher, which is a fascinating view in which basically says, you know, which again would affirm the pasuk in Pinchas. Okay, no one paskins that way. Maybe Ben Becerra himself never said it. But this complicated middle view is also fascinating. Number one, it's the image of Roy Oso Ayom of Achilek in a way, except that it's more in a way. Achilek says to have. We'll have to see whether there's a Roy Oso Ayom aspect of it. But here we do, we have that. But it's fascinating that the Rambam also paskins that way. So it's a kind of a dialectic. It's the whole day, but it's because of Chatzos, it's also earlier. The Ravid, by the way, says, Amar Avram, Zeu Ben Becerra, Reb Yeshua Machshir. Like, why is the Rambam paskins? It's strange that the Rambam paskins like Ben Becerra. I believe that's important. We'll get back to it in just a second. I'll just mention something else since I'm at it already. If you look at Rashi in Zvachim, Rashi keeps saying that what's the shachris of Ben Becerra? Rashi keeps saying it's halos. Rashi in Zvachim yid aleph amid beis. Rashi in Zvachim yid beis amid aleph. Rashi in Psachim, later on Kufches. If you look at the Gemara in Kufches just for a second, which we're going to look at in a second anyway, because it's quoted by all the Rishonim. Right, the Gemara here on Kufches, Rav Sheshes HaViyosef B'Tanisa. Oh, I shouldn't read it. You guys should read it. Yoni, you want to do the pledge? Do you want to do the honors? Kufches.
Yudches.
Kufches. 108. The Gemara that the Ramban quotes in the beginning of Makom Shenagu. Did you see it? Didn't get a chance?
I saw the Ramban. I didn't see the Gemara.
Okay, actually, it's a misprint in the I don't know if anybody picked up on the misprint in the Oz V'Hadar. I don't know if it's in the other ones also. You know, they're usually very good. But there's a misprint. Anybody pick up the misprint? Or maybe in later versions they don't have. Ellie?
Pesedu is on Kuf Hey.
Good. And it's not. It's on Kuf Ches. Right?
Yeah, we struggled with that.
Exactly. So like, you know, wow. There's like the certain, you know, humility in that even the, you know, corrected, newfangled, you know, Gemaras aren't perfect. Right? Still only the Rabbona Shel Olam. Anyways, so you saw it, right, Ellie? What's Kuf Ches? You have the Gemara there for a minute?
So I actually did not see it. I was thrown off by the misprint. I couldn't find it, so I did not.
Oh, wow. Amazing. Okay. Okay, we totally can't blame. Eitan Sokolov? No?
No, I didn't see it.
Okay, anybody see it? Or anybody know it?
Yeah, I can read it.
Go ahead.
Rosheshes Av Yosef Tanisa Kol Mal Yom De Pischa. So the Gemara asks, Neima Kasaver Rosheshes Samach Lamimcha Gedola Tanan Ubishum Pischahu. So we say, no, Dilma Mimshach Vaasi Limnuye Momavid Pischahu. The Saverla Kiha Damar Roshaya Marulazar Machshar Hayabem Besir Pesach Shashaktu Shachres Bar Basar Lishmo. Right. So we say Mitzafras Mam Pischahu Dekulayoma. Chazil Pisco, the suffer being Arbaim, being Arab de Asmo.
Arab de Ayidna.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the Gemara that they're all quoting to try to prove, we'll discuss it, that, you know, even though, why are they all quoting it? Nothing?
That even after the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed.
Right. Of Sheshes wasn't living with Manz Beis HaMikdash Yekaya. Right. And yet, he was Yoshev Betanisa because that was the day of the bringing of the Korban Pesach. So this is supposed to uphold the view of the Bali Tosas and what they think is the view of the Rif, who also quotes the, you know, the Isra Malacha, you know, after Chatzos, that even though there's no Korban Pesach, even if it's based on Korban Pesach, right, it doesn't mean it's batel, because Rav Sheshes, you know, kept simulating as if there was a Korban Pesach. We'll get to that very soon. Okay. Also, the Mishnah Melech quotes this Gemara, by the way. That I told you to look at that Mishnah Melech, right? Nevus Kli HaMikdash, right? Which is a fascinating Mishnah Melech. We'll get to it. He's troubled by this in this Gemara. How come Rav Sheshes was fasting? You know, if there's Yisra Melacha, there should also be an Yisra Hesped Vatinus. And Dafka, he was fasting? Right? That's the Mishnah Melech Sahara. So we'll get back to that also. Either way, the point I'm trying to make is that this view of Ben Becerra, oh, yeah, the other thing I wanted to point out. So how does Rashi explain Tzafra, Natan?
Rashi explains it's from Amar HaShachar.
Amar HaShachar. It doesn't say that in the Gemara, it just says Tzafra, right?
Yeah.
But Rashi says Amar HaShachar. D'haynu Mishal Amar HaShachar. And that's what Rashi says in Zvachim. But in my opinion, I'm not 100% sure about this, but if you look at Rambam, Pirshei Mishnayos and Zvachim, and if you look at the Rambam in Yad HaChazaka, right, when he paskens like Ben Becerra, he does not ever say Pamela Shachar. He always uses the expression Shachar, meaning Shacharis. I feel Shachto B'Shacharis. And appears to Mishnayos also. I'm not 100% sure that he argues, but I wonder, maybe he argues and thinks it's Nate's, which would be amazing if it was true. If it's not true, it doesn't bother me so much. But if it is true, it's going to fit, you know, even better as we're... Anyways, in the the bigger point I'm trying to make is that if Korban Pesach isn't just, you know, a din in its own right, but Korban Pesach, you know, creates a status of a chag, right? Then the possibility that that affects a chametz, as we'll soon see. I mean, what, you know, what's the makor for Teshbisu? Well, we'll get to that. That's 100%. I'm going to get to that too, but what's the pasuk in the Torah?
Yom HaRishon.
Ach b'yom HaRishon, tashbisus army batecha. And as we already saw, because we talked about this behemoth hefker, the Shema Minam de Rabbi Akiva Tlas, we'll get to it straight and, you know, hopefully sooner, is that what? That the debate in the Gemara is when the Torah says, Ach b'yom Rishon, Tashbisu, does Rishon mean the first day of Yontif? Right? Or does it mean what? Erev Yom Tov. Right? And we all paskin that it means Yom Yadalit, Erev Yom Tov. And they prove it different ways. Again, one of the things is quoting, we'll talk about Lo Sishchat Chametz Al Dam Zivchi, the role that Korban Pesach plays, you know, in defining that is going to be obviously important. So if it's just the presence of chametz, or is it more substantive than that? We'll get to that, especially for Balitosis, for the Rambam, you know, for the Ravid and the Rif. So obviously, I think that this is all going to connect. But even before you get to that, just Pshuto Shel Mikra, right? You have to, I always tried to explain this, you have to just look at the Pasuk, where the Pasuk says, Ach B'yom HaRishon. So Chazal, you know, for various reasons, came to the conclusion that it means what? Yom Yadalit. But that doesn't sound, I mean, B'yom HaRishon is Yom Yadalit? But it is according to the Chizkuni, in a way. Right? Because it's all connected. Or it's B'toras, Chag HaPesach B'toras Erev. So it's both Yom Rishon and not Yom Rishon, in a way. So this idea that, you know, it isn't just a korban that you bring, you know, and that you eat on the night of Tesfah, but that, and it isn't just a result, we'll see, get to Yerushalmi in a second. You know, when you bring a korban, typically, like, you know, and maybe this is a particularly festive korban, so maybe it's even more, but if it's much more than that, so then the effect, the direct effect on Dinei Chametz, right, and maybe matzah. I mentioned the Ramban about matzah baboker. By the way, when the Ramban in the Muchamos wants to prove that matzah is baboker, in the Muchamos, in the third parak, guess what he quotes? He quotes Rav Sheshes on Kuf Ches Amud Aleph. According to the view that it works with Ben Becerra. That's a remarkable thing. Since it's Bali Adenu, I mean, it'll save us discussing it later on. You have it there? I see Natan's looking for it. You have it in the Muchamos there? In third parak?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Well, if not, I'll get it. I'll quote it tomorrow if I don't get back to it today. If we need tomorrow. But basically, the point I'm trying to make is the Ramban's trying to prove that matzah may be prohibited from eating already from the morning. So he's quoting the Havamina of the Gemara that Rav Sheshes is midin ben Becerra. First of all, what does that have to do with matzah? Right? Secondly, that's not even the Maskana Sagamara. The Gemara's Maskana is that he was an Istinus. All right, the Rishonim, the, you know, Ramban, Udi'imei, they bring a raya from Sheshes, even though they know that that's not the Maskana, because they say, listen, but according to the Havamina, it still wasn't Bizman. How can they think that it's because of Korban Pesach? It's with Shalom Bizman HaMikdash. The Shaklev Tarya has to make sense. But the Ramban's trying to bring a raya, lahalacha, that we don't eat matzah on the morning of Yudalid. And he's quoting this Havamina.
I have the line now, if you want.
Okay, terrific. Read it if you don't mind. Thank you.
Yeah, he's...
What page is it in the Daf Erif?
It's on Tesfav and Beis.
In the Daf Erif.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So he says, Al Davarza Khazarti Kalnifto Hayrishami Kmushu Gamar Shalanu, Chain Dorsim Sham, Amr of Levi Haukha Matza, Tanir Yehuda ben Besir Omer, Bain Chametz, Bain Matza Aser. Perish Mshum Dixiv, Lo Sishkara Chametz Dam Zivchi, Lo Sishkara Pesach, Chametz Kaim. Umachar Haya ben Besir Rabbe Pesach, Shashach to Shachris, the common Bigamarin. Rabbi Simon Bishim Rishum Levi, Amr Rabbi, Lo Haya Ucha, Lo Chametz, Lo Matza.
Yeah. So again, he's quoting the extreme Ben Besira. Like, why? What is he trying to get from that? What does it have to do with matzah? L'halakha. Just very strange. But I think what the Ramban in Mochamos, it's interesting. It's not what he does at all about Isra Malacha. You know, this goes to show you, you can't, you know, predict. You know, you have to have humility and you have to, you know, there's something good about the fact that you can't predict. But the Ramban, I think, is doing what we're trying to do. He is suggesting that the view of that Rabbi Yehuda ben Seir thought even Shacharis was even this man kosher leKorban Pesach, even if you don't pask in that way, but there's something true about it. There's a chalos, meaning the Pasuk in Pinchas, you know, is impactful. And maybe that echoes in Achilek, you know, in terms of Isra Achilas Chametz and Isra Achilas Matzah. He happens to think that that's not obviously the sort of Isra Malacha. We'll get back to that in a minute. Otherwise, he could have just jumped in with that too. We'll get to the Ramban in just a minute. Okay, so the basic idea is that this idea, so of Korban Pesach being part of the Chag. Now again, it's not full Chag. You know, the fact that it starts at Chatzos and it doesn't have the full complement. There's no Mikra Kodesh, as we know, so it's going to be complicated. And then the question also, that's a hard start at Chatzos? Or the fact that it's at Chatzos, right? You know, this Man Aroi already is Bavoker. Or Rabbi Yehuda ben Besira number one, you know, continues to resonate, you know, for the Ramban and Matzah, and maybe for us in Isra Malacha. And once that's the case, you know, then Beis Shammai makes a lot of sense. Maybe it should even, as a Kedusha Sayom, even B'miktas, maybe it could even start at night. Now, I want to suggest, on the Nate's part, which is what I was alluding to, that, you know, maybe that'll explain the Nate's too, because if you don't start at night, so it isn't the din of the Yom as a Yom, and its transitions. Maybe it's more of a din in, you know, the Boker or Shachar. And that's where Nates Lechatchila, and if you don't hold like the Rashi and Megillah, not just because of Shemayita, maybe that's a better expression, you know, of Dine Boker or Dine Shachar, which aren't so much connected to the holistic Yom or even the Mavar between Lila to the next Yom, as much as it's a din in, you know, a part of the Yom, or Yom as a time, not Yom as a transition. So maybe it would have been Nate's. I'm not sure. Well, I'm trying to explain Shitas Beis Hillel, right? And Rabbi Yehuda. Why is this din a din in Nate's? So Tosa says, here in our daf, base on base, because of the poalim, etc., clearly that's only going to work on a dindurabanan, you know, pragmatic level. Okay. Actually, the Pnei Yoshua in Tamid Nishkat, I think here also, I just didn't get a chance to check it here, has very significant... also here. He wants to say, well, if you hold like Tosis, maybe the only Isra Malacha that would be Asur would be Belechas Mechubar, not Belechas Talosh, because those are the poem that you're speaking of. So, but the, you know, he tries to bring some rayas. That's an interesting idea. But at the end, he's not happy with it. It doesn't sound in the Mishnah like there's a difference between Mechubar and Talosh. So he says, I don't really understand then why it should depend on Nates. This is the Pnei Yeshua now in Talmid Ishchat. He says, unless you think that maybe the reason for all this is that it interferes with the focus on preparing the matzos, or example, or the din of bir chametz, and those things are anyways really likely to begin at Nates. So pragmatically, you know, if the mechayiv of Yisra Malacha in the morning is all these things, like it sounds like in Rashi, we'll get to it in a minute, in the beginning of Talmid Ishchat, so then it probably depends on Nates. Okay, so basically he swaps one pragmatic shear or one pragmatic explanation for another. But ironically, I thought he was going to do better because, as I alluded to the other day, he too, the Pnei Yeshua, right, was incredibly impressed by the presence of Korban Pesach in Parshas Emor. He too thought that that signified that it is a kind of Kedusha Sayon. Oh. So, the, 1 second. Yeah. The Pnei Yeshua was bothered by the following question. Natan, what bothered him the most to begin with? This I knew the sign, but I know Natan saw it because he mentioned to me also. He just points out that there's a very striking omission. Why? And the Rishonim imply it, but they just don't, they're not troubled by it for some reason.
I think he's bothered by why the Mishnayos only talk about the Yisra Malacha Kodim Chatzos and they just don't address the Acher Chatzos.
Right. He says, listen, Iker is Chosom in a Sefer. Right, the Balamor starts off his piece by saying, you know, it sounds like in the Mishnah that there's a debate about Kodem, but there's no debate about Achar, right? And it sounds like it's Iser, not just Minug. So I guess, you know, it must be that there's a, and the Gemara certainly assumes that, right? But, or it seems like the Gemara assumes that, although in a peculiar way. We'll get to that in a second, too. But the Pnei Yeshua, you know, sometimes, again, it's a matter like, you know, until he formulates, it's like you can either ignore it, even once you see the Rishonim, or just not realize, yeah, that's really an important insight. Like, why wouldn't the Mishnayos want to underscore something that is a more fundamental din? Why leave that implicit? Like, why didn't they think they had to spell it out? I think it's a great question. So to begin with, I mean, he starts off by saying, you know, and Rashi says that the problem, you know, that, you know, underpins Yisra Malacha on Erev Chag HaMatzos is the problem of Tirda. Right? Anybody have the language? Nathanael, you have it? The language of Rashi in the beginning of Malkum Shinago?
1 second. In the Rashi beginning of the Mishnah, I'm getting it up. Rashi says, 1 second. We're looking for, okay, right here. Yeah, I'm on the, he says, Shelo asos kadei shelo yetarad b'malacha, v'yishkach bir chemtzo, v'shchitas ha-pesach, v'tikun ma'atzel etzorech ha-layla, d'mitzvah li'tshurach m'vod yom, kadei la hasev maher, k'damrin em perek pasra, chod v'matzah b'lei p'sachem, v'shvil tinoko shelo yishnu.
Yeah, that's interesting in its own right, but okay. So the achronim I'll ask on Rashi, he quotes the Magen Mishnah, but the Magen Mishnah, of course, asks this as well. which is Maishna, you know, any other Yom Tov, or it's particularly Sukkos. You have to build a Sukkah, you have to make sure you got the Minim, right? I mean, if it's only Din of Tirda, because there's a bunch of mitzvahs, there are a bunch of mitzvahs on Sukkah too? So Pinchas himself initially says, ah, yeah, but there's a time deadlines on the Pesach parts and not so much on the Sukkot parts. And anyways, just to build your Sukkah, you know, between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, a technical answer. What?
On that point also, like the tour, there's a question in general, why there's a data, like why do you have to, the halachos of Pesach are more, it's more important to learn the halachos of Pesach than, let's say, the halachos of Sukkot. It gives a similar kind of an answer that's much more detailed, oriented, the mitzvah of
Mitzvah. Again, when I spoke last year before Pesach on that Monday, I think I spoke about that. And one of the things I was trying to impress was that, again, a lot of the Mepharshim give that answer, the technical answer. Oh, it's more difficult to get ready for Pesach. There are more deadlines. Da, 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 da. So again, the Pesach here saying, like, particularly in Yom Yadalit, because, you know, it can only be done in Yadalit at a certain time, you know, and so on and so forth. So that's even more so. But the ones that you're talking about also, like, you know, there's so much to do and there's kares and this and that. Right. In both cases, maybe there's a broader, more fundamental answer, which is why I'm glad you brought another example up too. So I wanted to say that Monday back in before Pesach was that, no, there's really more of a chalos shloshim yom, actually, you know, before Pesach. We see it with regard to Bedik and Biur. You know, another thing. Then Korban Pesach, you know, you prepare a few weeks in, you know, in advance too. You don't just do it the day, right? So, yeah. So with regard to this question, you know, that's kind of what motivated the Pnei Yeshua. You know, he gives an answer for Rashi. Then he asks this other question, like, you know, yeah, it's strange the Mishnah doesn't focus on this at all. So he basically wants to suggest, and this is what I meant by being opposite Rabbeinu David, that by discussing the minhag in a way, the Mishnah implicitly, you know, not just by, oh, it sounds like this chatos, everybody agrees. He's saying in a more, again, in a more substantive way. He's saying the minhag only makes sense if as an extension of a real iser. That's, he's making the argument, which some Rishonim obviously disagree with, which is you wouldn't or couldn't, I don't know about the couldn't, maybe you couldn't and certainly you wouldn't have had such a minhag, right, if not as an extension of Isra Malacha B'chatzos. So in a way, the Mishnah doesn't need to, it doesn't get back to this so much, but this is, I think, what he means. The Mishnah doesn't need to articulate it because it articulates it actually more powerfully by the two deus of the minhag. In a way, Pnei Yeshua is saying, you know, yesh omrim sheyesh minhag, right? Mishtameya shelakula alma, you know, yesh isur, you know, but not just any Iser, but a serious Iser. If this wasn't an Iser that didn't reflect real Iser Malacha, then no one would have extended it to a Minhag either. That's his argument. That's an amazing Lamdasha argument. Totally against Rabbeinu David. Although again, ironically, also like Rabbeinu David. I mean, Rabbeinu David's other Chiddush, which is, oh, the Minhag is about treating it like a Yom Tov. The Pnei Yeshua ironically agrees with that. But not in contrast to after Chatzos, but that proves what after Chatzos really is, and therefore you can extend it. This is also how he explains in the next piece something that is really problematic. That is, the Gemara starts in the Tanal Yabit, just the Gemara in the beginning there on Nun Amud Beis. How does that go?
Rabbi?
Gemara says.
Yeah. Rabbi? Yeah, this one, so let him read it first, and then I'll take the question.
Ma'iria arve psachim, afilu arve shabbosos v'arve yam tovim, nami. Titania osa malacha v'arve shabbosos v'yam tovim min ha-mincha ola ma'ala, eino ra'asim bracha la'olam. So what's the difference?
Now, before we get, before we go further, what's the problem here?
He's wondering what's so special. He's wondering what's so special about this iser from that iser, but it's obvious that the so they're focusing on. You could be. Are you talking about the minhag here, or are you talking about after chatzos here?
That's not clear. Meaning that the pashas of the Gemara, the Mishnah only speaks about the minhag, right. And then the Gemara asks a question, you know, comparing it to every erev Shabbos and erev Yontif, where there's some sort of an iser. So what are we talking about, right? So Rashi compensates for that by saying, "My iri arve psachim." Go ahead.
The tani ar chatzos b'minhaga miklal d'michatzos elahala an aser. Right, so he helps us, explains that it's talking about the after.
Rashi fills the gap, but the truth is, how do you know in the Mishnah? How do you know in the Mishnah that there's an iser that isn't that? How do you know it isn't also a minhag? Number one, and number two, it's a strange. So what the Pnei Yehoshua benefits from this is saying, no. There, the Gemara is really zeroing in on the minhag. But what they're saying is, it's like Rashi, but more than Rashi. They're saying the fact that there's a minhag shows it's a real iser after chatzos, right? How does that stack up? Not, you know, it's implicit that everybody agrees and therefore there's something or not. He's saying the minhag part not just implies it, but it's mochiach it, because the minhag is an extension of it. That's how he explains it. Now, but in a way, let me set it up now. So the Gemara's assumption is to equate whether they're equating what takes place after chatzos, or before chatzos, or, you know, one as characterizing the other, which is what the Pnei Yehoshua's chiddush is. In the end of the day, Gemara is wondering, like, what's the difference? By saying what's the difference, in a way, the Gemara is diluting this din. Because we all know that Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, there's no Isur Malacha. Right? It's a Tirda thing. So now the question is, how do you read the Maskana? Keep going to Tano. So this, of course, becomes the question. How do you read this line in the Gemara? And there are two ways to read it. Namely, Netanel?
Are they the same or are they different?
Well, I mean, obviously, the Gemara is making a distinction, so that there's no question about that.
But, right, but maybe from the fact that Mechatzos, from the fact that the timing is different.
There are two ways to read the Gemara. One is the Gemara is unjust. The Gemara originally thought this is the same kind of halacha, which means what? It's a tirda halacha.
Right? But why don't you tell us it's from Chatzos, maybe it's tolerating something else.
There's more tirdas, right? So you have to start a little earlier, and your onus is even greater because there's more urgency. Correct?
Right.
Or Inami. Or
Inami. Meaning Hasam Simen Brachahu de Lochazi.
What's the other way to read the Gemara?
That the Chatzos here is telling us it's a different type of a din. It's Taloi in the Karm Pesach.
Samach Lemincha, of course, that's not a real Zman.
Right. That's just a gap to make sure you don't mess up or you don't
have Torah. And there's a whole Dion in the Rishonim and Achronim and Gersos here. You know, with Samach Lemincha Gedola, Samach Lemincha Ketana, you know. But the point is that Samach Lemincha is a practical halacha. So it's not earlier or more definitive. It's more. It's chatzos because it's like the din of achilek, or better, it's the din of korban pesach. it's a zman. It's a real chalos zman. Doraisa, drabban, let's assume doraisa. And similarly, you know, ein aroa simen bracha. Okay. I mean, we all want simen bracha. We can all use it. But clearly, ein aroa simen bracha is not an Isra malacha. Others, it's interesting. I mean, you have it by Purim also. The Or Chaim seems to say that it's a kind of a remnant of Yisur Malacha. Okay. But typically we don't think, but if it's Mishamtinan, right, that could be an Yisur Malacha. Not just more. Not more time, more punishment. More objectified because it's really in the Tzura of an Yisur Malacha. So that part he doesn't discuss, Pnei Yoshua. Excuse me. But in his formulation, let me just read it. One really good thing in the Pnei Yoshua, what he does discuss is Beis Shammai. Like, how is there a Havamina that it's at night? Not Havamina. How could Beis Shammai think it's at night? Right? The Pirsh Rashi Dhach Adarabba. He says, if anything, number one, after Chatzos, maybe it should be more Kal than Lifnei Chatzos. Because you finished with your Tashbisu in. So maybe it's Mishum Minag, maybe it's even less urgent. In a way, the Rabbeinu David was saying that. Right? That's when we juxtapose some of the people to each other, just becomes so the acuity of the different perspectives is really underlined. Okay. But Odil Pirsh Rashi Vatosis Kosha, my Tama de Beshama de Osra Fila Balaila, Holoshai Chani Tami Klal, you can't do anything for Korban Pesach, you can't make matzahs, you can't do anything. Vim King, mid the Beshamai, Nishmala Beis Hillel. Ah, terrific line by the Pnei Yoshua. Right? Yeah. So maybe that's Gufo or Beis Hillel parts company. They think it's wrong. Pnei Yoshua thinks they don't think it's wrong. They think the application is too extreme. Meaning, Dikanami Tamachrina Velule Sheini Kadai, Hoynir Lefarish, Dikar Minhag Adisra Balacha Korum Chatzos. Wow, what a comparison. Where did he get that from? Zach?
The Rambam.
Of course. He didn't give him credit here, but that is taken straight out of the Chiddush. That's a Chiddush of the Rambams. But again, you could see how the Pnei Yoshua's thinking is being formed by all sorts of different other things that he's weighing. Imid Araisa, Imid Rabbanan, Mishumachi Yesh Mekomos, Shenog Wafilim Kodum Chatzos. I would have said it a little differently, but again, it's midabei shamai nishma lebei silel, because it's yom yadalid. Now we appreciate that bedikas chametz might be doraisa 2 days in the Yerushalmi, right? And the minhag is an extension that wouldn't be possible, and therefore is indicative of a serious yisur malacha achar chatzos. Amazing. He has it mishum deloy lezalzule, but I wouldn't have said lezalzule. I would have said that's the backwards achilek, because it's part of the same yom. That's ben pesera. That's what I would have said. And or like the Ramban, mid ben pesera b'havamina even nishma even lahalacha at least mid rabbanon at least mishum minog. Right, delomatzinu. Listen to this line. Yom shemiktsasa mutter miktsasa asur. What does he mean? Of course, that's not true. Achilek, The Basim at Base is telling that to us already. Yes, that's exactly what you could say, that's because that's Exeris HaKasuv. I would say yes. It's the same Exeris HaKasuv. I mean, it works in. We'll get to that in a second. Then in the next piece, when he asks the question, "What? How come the Gemara is asking a question about Erev Yontif and Erev Shabbos from the Minog, which is Lifnei Chatzos?" The Afshar Rashi here gives b'zeh mikomakom perusha gamkein dachok. Ulemai de parishna as a shapir da gufa kasha kiven de be'er of Shabbos ve'er of yontif nami hashkechan da osam la mincha. Afil hachi kodum v'chein muta, there's no minhaga there. Imke maishna be'er of Pesach de nagu iser mishum geder kol hayom kula. He actually is interpreting a little bit differently than I said. He's saying, the question is, how come we have an iser minhag according to anybody here or not there? But he does read the answer the same way I am. Alzeh Mishani Shapir, I would even read the question the way I suggested. The question isn't on the minug. The question is what the minug proves, not what a kifin shows is a fact, namely that there's an Easter. The nature of the Easter, right? Mishum geder kol hayom kula, alzeh Mishani Shapir the Easter of Pesach Chomer Tvei, Hayim Kedem Frishas. He says, "Kamosha k'sav nir b'loshen aran alishadvar megumgamim." That's the part about the Ran, the Maram Chalava I mentioned, and the Rishonim also say that the minhag is an extension of the Iser against Rabbeinu David. Okay. And then again in the next piece, also he talks about Rashi. Aval hacha mechatzos ve'elachika Iser gamur de mechatzos ve'elachika moed midaraisa omid rabbanan. So I'm at it, that's what I would have answered the question that he discusses about later on Neitzachama. That's the piece on Nunhei and the piece on Dab Beis. I would have said Neitzachama is part of that story too. And that indeed, the Rambam, when he talks about Mbeseira, I'm not so sure that he means Alos HaShachar. I actually suspect that he means Neitzachama. As I mentioned, the Rambam holds Neitzachama and Derech Rechoka. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Korban Pesach. What did I say it was? Tess? And I'm sorry, Hey. It's Perek Hey, is that Perek, right? Derech Rechoka. Does that have it? Perek Hey, Halacha. Let's start with Halacha. Korban Pesach.
Just one second.
No, do instead of halacha, do halacha. What is it? Tess.
Okay. Mishaya beno ben Yerushalayim yom arba asar imalias hashemesh chamisha asar mil o yaser hare zeder chokah. Haya beno ubena pachos miza ena bader chokah mipnei shehu yachol agia Yerushalayim acha chatzos kshi halach barag lat benacha. Halacha lo agia b'pnei she'akavuhu.
It's good enough. It's good enough. Yeah. So what do I want from here?
So he says it's im aliyas hashemesh.
He says im aliyas hashemesh. All the nosa kelim, again, the nosa kelim are very troubled by it. Like where did he get it from? The Shagasarye isn't just troubled by it. He goes ballistic. Cannot be. Everything is alos hashachar. Doesn't make any sense. Some of the notes of Kalim here say that maybe it sounds that way from the Gemara. Either way, it's a chiddush. Why should you count from Neitzachama? But what's also fascinating in this Rambam, there are two chidushim in the Rambam, as I mentioned. One is that you start from Neitzachama, and the other one is that it ends at Chatzos. Right? Got that line also?
Yeah, he says, if an issue Yachol Agil Yerushalayim Acha Chatzos.
Yeah. Rashi and Tosis all say that the calculation is from, or is till, the end of the day, when you can't do the Shechita anymore. So the whole din of Dera, again, we're not, you know, we'll have this later in the year, hopefully have more opportunity. But again, I think the Yisodo is important to know. The whole idea of Derech Rechoka for the Rambam, just a whole different kind of halacha. Like, why should it depend on Chatzos? As long as he can get there before the end of his man, as long as he can get there and do the Shechita, why does it have to be for the beginning of his man? So it says two things. It tells us two things. Both, I think, are which Lishitas of the Rambam's broader Shita. Zev, what does it tell us, would you say?
So it could signify that there's something going on starting at Chatzos on Erev Pesach, some sort of...
Number one, it shows that Chatzos isn't just, you know, happened to be the beginning time, but it has really a chalos of Zman HaPesach. And it also shows that the p'tur, or I'll say it this way, this is, I think, the right way to say it, the hafkah of Derech Rechoka isn't just a p'tur or p'turanus. It's a shiur in whether it's muta alecha chiyu. This is actually something we're going to discuss very quickly in the Hu Arma issue. You know, right? So, Buta Mem Seira, right? So, meaning what? If you look, that's what I want halacha base for. There's a unique shita of the Rambam too. Okay, three unique shitas of the Rambam. It begins at Neitz, not Alos. It ends, it's to the beginning of his man, Chatzos. And what is this halacha? The Rambam shita happens to be, I'm not going to go into all of this right now, both in Pirshei Mishnayos and in Yad HaChazaka, the Rambam's view is that Derech Rechoka and Tamei are different than other Onsim. Anybody familiar? This is just if you haven't, I don't want to, you know, go into all the detail, but I think I did tell you to look at Test Base. The Rambam Shita is that even if you were mazed, right, in Pesach Sheni, you wouldn't get kares if you were b'derech rechoka and tamei for Pesach Rishon. Well, let me say it this way. Okay, Korin Pesach triggers an onesh of kares, as we know. Very unusual, right? Only Mila and Korin Pesach. I think even more Korin Pesach than Mila, in a way, the way it's formulated, a little bit differently. Also a chiddush in the Rambam. Okay, not for now. So, but there's something called Pesach Sheni, so you get a second chance. So the parameters of that are very complex. Okay, but the view of most Rishonim is that, or the view generally, let's say, I'll take it this way. If you were Onus, some other Onus, right? And you didn't make it to the Beis HaMikdash in time for Pesach Rishon, so you get a second chance Pesach Sheni. Let's say you were Shogeg or Nanus, Pesach Rishon. So now you have to do Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni, if you were Mazid, I mean, you could have done it, just didn't want to, you get Kares. that is the view of most Rishonim with regard to any ones, including being Bederech Rechoka and Tame. However, look carefully at the Rambam here, Halacha Beis, and it's very meduyak, by the way, in the language of the Mishnah, what the Rambam says. It's innovative, he's the only one who says it. But it's his more literal read of the Mishnah in Psachim, and he says it in Pirush Mishnayos as well as in Yalach HaZaka. Ketzad. Mi sheshagag o on onenas, v'lo hikrav v'rishon, is shagag or onas, im hezad v'lo hikrav v'sheni chayiv kares. Because he had a second chance, and then the second chance he was mazed too. Or he was mazed, sorry. That's like he starts off all again with no background. Vim shaga gonenas af besheni, then he's potter. Hezid vol hikr berishon, hareza makr besheni, vim lo hikr besheni af apisha shaga gareza chayv koris. It's complicated, but okay. Okay? Share lo hikr of korban Hashem b'mo adov, he mazed. Very reasonable, though. You would think that that would be the equivalent of shogeg and ones, right? If you're tamei derech rechoka, even though you have a chi of pesach sheni, but you don't have the potential onesh of kares. Says the Ravid. Omer Avram, Gamze Mishnaso Kirebi. What's up? The other one. Omer Avram, Achshav Soser Dvarav. Umayishna Tomei B'derech Rechoka, the Hazid B'sheni, Mishogeg Ones, Parishon V'Hazid B'sheni. But if you look at the language of the Mishnah, it's very meduyak, as it also Kalim pointed out. And Pirush Mishnah Yisraelim already said it. What does it mean? The answer is very simple. Shogeg and onus are pturim. Tame and derech rechoka are hafka. So it's not that that you're patur and therefore we start all over and judge you fully on the basis of Pesach Sheni, right? You are mufka from the chiyuv. You still have an opportunity, but it's an opportunity. It's a chiddush that there's a chiyuv kom Pesach, which is an opportunity without the onish. Especially since the onus of kares actually appears for the first time in the context and the parsha of Pesach Sheni, which I want to speak about at some point also, but not now. Everybody with me so far? Okay, so the point I'm trying to make is that if you put these three points of the Rambam together, Tomei and Derech Rechoka are not just a patur, they're hafka. And nafkamina, even if you're mazed to Pesach Sheni, you still don't get kares. And now you think, well, how do you define Derech Rechoka? Not starting from Chatzos till the end, which if it was a pragmatic halacha, certainly that would be what it is. Right? You could do it, but you're on. No. If you're not close enough, then the chiyuv is not mutal alecha. And that's why it's not considered a ptur kares, it's in a mechuyav b'kares klal. Says the Rambam, that depends on getting there, on being close enough to get there at Tchilas Hazman. Why? Because Tchilas Hazman in Korban Pesach, right, is not just a Zman. It's a transition in the day. Ad kedei kach that for the Rambam Paschal's like Ben Becerra. You know, Ben Becerra, the moderate. Even the morning has consequences, but the actual chiyuv and hechsher, korban pesach chatzos. So the shiur in what is mutal alecha as a chiyuv depends on tchilas man chatzos. Maybe for the same reason. It begins at Netzachama. So if, that's why I say, if Netzachama is this man of Ben Becerra, which I'm not sure about, I just know that the Rambam, unlike Rashi, doesn't keep saying Alos. And I know that Beit Hillel in Isra Malacha, which may be connected to all this, says Netzachama, then that would be perfect. Right? It's Boker Shel Yom HaChatzos. And that's it's a chama. Not the transition of the day. So it's also fascinating to note that unlike Mike, when it comes to Tamid, Karman Tamid, there's a whole discussion in the beginning of Tamid Dishchat, you know, about the Zmanim. And there are stiras and rashis, Rabbi Kaveger points out in the very beginning, about whether the real Zman for Tamid Bein Arbayim is Chatzos or 12:30. Okay? If you look at the Rambam, again, if you look at the Rambam holds at 12:30 for Davening Mincha and for Tamid. It seems like the Rambam holds that's really a Dindaraisa, not just a Dindarabana, Shemi Yitta or something like that. And at the same time, it's fascinating that the Rambam, when he talks about this man of the Tamid, I'm sorry, when he speaks about this man of Korban Pesach, never mentions 12:30. Always mentions Chatzos. I mean, Bein Arbayim Tamid might mean 12:30, kishenikar, you know, that it's Bein Arbayim. I think it's a contrast to Tamid Shel Shachar, but I also think it's a din in Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim in its own right. But when it comes to Korban Pesach, it's my diuk. He never ever says it or emphasizes it. And if anything, it sounds like the Rambam always emphasizes Chatzos, not just as the technically the time that you need to do the Korban Pesach, but as like a real transition milestone Chalif Amud Beis. In Pesachim, says you can't bring the Tamid Shel Shachar Kodem Chatzos. But the Rambam did more. In his Minyan HaMitzvos, it's Lishchot HaPesach Bizmano. Typically, you don't have to add the word Bizmano. And the first halacha mitzvah say Lishchot HaPesach Barba Asar Lechodesh Nisan Achar Chatzos. And then he repeats it again, Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet. Shchitzos HaPesach Achar Chatzos. So number one, he doesn't have 12:30, even though it has to be after the Tamid. So Lamaisa, it's not going to be. Why doesn't he, even Lamaisa, he should just mention it. He does say, oh, but the Eved, you could do it before the Tamid. But considering he's the one who makes it seem like Sheish Machza is a Doraisa Shir for the Tamid, which is Bein Arbayim, it's just fascinating. Lamaisa, most cases, it's going to be after. So what is going on? And Sefer Mitzvahs as well. But I think it's all the Shitaso. The same reason Derech Rechoka ends at Chatzos. By the way, Derech Rechoka doesn't even end at 12:30. It ends at Chatzos. Because Chatzos is when the Yom Tov of Korban Pesach begins. So all of these things, according to the Rambam, so now let's go back to the other Rambam. Like, how does the Rambam understand Isra Malacha? Okay. Romy.
Yeah.
In Hichos Yom Tov. Was it Perikhes? We'll have to end in a minute. So let's take tomorrow that hour because I want to finish off the Rambam and the other Rishonim on this point, and then we'll have the midterm. So we'll do 1 to 2. I mean, sorry, 2 to 3 tomorrow. But let's just get this Rambam in for a minute. Halacha Yud Zayin, go ahead.
Asher la'asot malacha b'arba yom tov min ha'mincha l'mala k'mo arba shabbatot. V'kol ha'osim malacha b'aneinu ro'a simen bracha l'olam.
Okay, so what do you think about that? That's a pretty faithful rendition of the Gemara, right?
Yeah.
Avalin makin osa makas mardus.
Avalin makin osa makas mardut. Vein tarach lomar shein menadino.
Now we want to get very you know, we want to really pay attention. Go ahead.
Yeah. Chutz me'erev ha-Pesach achar chatzot she'osu b'malacha achar chatzot minadinoto.
Okay, that's a Gemara so far.
Right. Ve'in tzarech lamar she'makenato makad mardar im lo nidu.
The key line, go ahead.
Lefi she'yom arba'a sar b'nisan eino kishar arba yom tovim ibnei she'yesh b'chagiga l'shchitat korban.
So what do you think?
It seems
something new or something. What?
It seems very practical. You're osik with the korban.
That's what you think it means?
I think so.
He doesn't. Yeah. So you could interpret the Rambam in one of two ways, right? One is a practical way and say that he's just quoting the Rishalmi, which we still have to talk about. And it's like, you know, Tosas the Rishalmi, correct?
Right.
Except it's curious that he adds the words. He doesn't say Mibnesha osik bo or whatever. He says Mipnesha Yeshbo, right?
Right.
Kagiga Ushkitas Korban. He doesn't say Shaosekbo. Number one, he adds Kagiga. Kagiga doesn't appear in the Yerushalmi. When are you makar of the Korban Kagiga, by the way?
That night, I thought.
Definitely. Which Kagiga is he talking about?
I'm not sure.
Oh. Pashtus, this is we'll talk about this tomorrow, I guess, but that's part of the long discussion of the Mishnah Melech in Hilchos Kli HaMikdash. What halach is that? Is it Tes Vav or Vav Tes? Whichever. You'll find it. The Pashtus, the Rambam introduced Chagiga, what's the point of it? There's plenty to do for the Korban Pesach. The Pashtus, the Rambam, is not referring to Chagigas Tezvav, because that, according to the simple reading of the Gemara, is only later. You don't do that on Yudalad. But what you do on Yudalad is Chagigas Yudalad, which is an institution, a very fascinating institution, particularly for the Rambam. The Mishnah Melech is Mistapek. When you bring the Chagigas Yudalad, like, do you bring it Kodem Atamid? Could you even bring it Shachris? The Mishnah Melech is Mistapek. He says, if you could bring it Shachris, then Rambam, if he meant this, should have thought that there would be an Yisra Malach already in Shachris, which he doesn't think. Unless he's saying, maybe if Chagigas Yudalad is Tafel to the Korban Pesach, even if you could bring it to Dalit, still the Yisra would only apply to Chatzos? That would be interesting. Or maybe Chagigas Yadalid can only be brought when the Korban Pesach is. Very unclear. I mean, after Chatzos. And then the question, even after the Tamid, Aleh HaShlem is a special din in Korban Pesach. Oh, what's the point? There are two ways to read the Rambam. One is the way that Romi read it, like the Rishalmi. He adds Chagiga, this doesn't say anything about Chagiga. It may not be consistent with Chagiga, because then it should have been earlier. Maybe those shitas are wrong. What's this whole connection to Chagiga? Right? Let's go the next halakha. Lefikach?
Yeah, Lefikach, Yom Arba Asar B'Nisan Asar B'Asiya Malacha Medivrei Sofrim K'mo Chol Shalmoid.
Oh, another Chiddush of the Rambam. Doesn't say that anywhere. Right? Now, well, of course, the Divrei Sofrim is fascinating. It's always fascinating. We don't know whether it's Drabban or Daraisa, but we know usually that it's significant. It's not usually a Gezera or a Siag. The K'mo Chol Shalmoid, of course, is truly fascinating. And then he goes, "Vuhu kal michol shema." He knows that he went a little too far, right? The ino osar lemechatzay yom lamalok chalamoed, which was mana shchita. Keep going.
Aval me'anitzacha ma'ad chatzay yom tali b'minhag.
Yeah. Okay, great. So what's fascinating is, what does Rambam think about chalamoed?
Well, I think it's...
Is that practical, or is that because it's a Mikzas Yom Tov?
It doesn't seem practical.
Surely not. And look at Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph.
Chol Shomoid Afa Pishalo Nemar Bo Shabbaton Hol Nikra Mikra Kodesh Vareus Man Chagigo Mikdash Asr Basi Malacha Kadeshaloye Kikar. Sorry?
Yeah, go ahead. Makas Mardus, because the Isura is Midivrei. So this is also very Mechudash Rama, right? That Cholamoid is Mikra Kodesh. There's a debate whether Ram here means Rabban of the Raisa, but again, it's certainly a Bahareu Zman Chagiga.
Right, this one sounds much less practical, even though he's talking about the same thing.
Right, so now the question is, you have to wonder whether the other one is practical, right? So meaning, first of all, the connection to Chagiga in both cases hardly seems a coincidence. So it's almost like saying, even though it doesn't, and why is it Kal? Even though the Torah doesn't say Mikra Kodesh by Pesach, but it isn't Parshas Hamoedim, it does have a Chagiga, in this case Chagiga Siyadalid, and therefore, even without Mikra Kodesh, it's not Kol HaMoed, but it's one notch lower. So therefore, I prefer to read Nipnei SheYesh Bo Chagiga Ushkitas Karban, not SheOsek Kubo. And let's say he himself is not being Osek at all. And let's say it's Mizman Hazeh. Does the Rambam say that the Isur Malacha of Erev Pesach depends on the Zman HaMikdash? And the Kol HaMoed does it? There's no chagiga b'zman hazeh.
Also, Rebbe?
Yeah.
The Rambam kind of also transitions from saying that chatzos of Erev Pesach is different, only then to say that the yom of Erev Pesach is different, and he almost implies that the entire day, you know, would even share the status of achar chatzos. He like transitions.
Well, he definitely makes it sound like this is part of
it. Makes the impression like it's more connected to the
chodem. Yeah, like we're saying for the Pnei Yeshua and so on. Yeah,
100%. It's even less practical, yeah.
So again, we'll get to the Rishonim. We'll try to sum it up tomorrow. You know, about Bizman Hazeh. Doesn't sound like the Rambam is saying this is not only Bizman HaMikdash. Tinuchos Yom Tov, and he's not saying Mishum, Shema Yibana HaMikdash, and he's not saying Davar Shebeminyan and Yatal, Rashai. He's not saying any of those things. And he's implying that it's like Chol HaMoed, although a little lower. And Chol HaMoed certainly doesn't hold because of no chagiga that vitiates the level of Yisur Malacha. One more Rambam. Halacha Yidches.
In Zion?
We did Yud Zion, right?
Yeah, I mean Yudchet in Lefikach Yomar Bas Arbanisan Asr Basiyat Malacha Medivre Sofrim
Again, correct.
Vehu Kal Machol Shamoid.
That's what we read again. Yeah, go ahead. But right. Let's continue. Veino Asr
El Mechatz Yom Al Malach Shuzman Hashkita.
Yeah, we did it. I'm sorry. I mean, I meant Talacha Yates. Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. Dafil b'makom shenagu lasot lo yadchil b'tchila lasot malacha barbasar afa pishu yachol legamra kodem chatzot.
All right, so I'm going to have to run. So what is this halacha? We'll pick up at this one tomorrow. Also mechudash or not?
Well, it's not necessarily mechudash. No, it's not mechudash if you don't read the first one as practical.
Say again?
If you read him as the Rambam is not talking about anything practical, then I don't think this is so mechudash.
No, what is it? Is he saying something different than is normally expected from the Mishnah and the Gemara or not? In other words, what I mean mechudash, I mean is the Rambam said some things in Halacha Yud Zayin that no one else said. Some things in Halacha Yud Ches that no one else said. Is he saying anything in Halacha Yud Ches that the Mishnah and the Gemara don't say? Is there a particular Rambam stamp on this halacha or not?
I don't think so.
Well, the Raiva did. What's the chiddush of the Rambam here? Again, it's against almost all Rishonim. He says it also in Pirush Mishnayos. Sam? No? Tani?
that it's still aser, even if there's no minhag, it's still aser shelo tzarich yamta.
Rambam created an iser malacha b'makom shenoagu lasos malacha. Right, it's unbelievable. The Pnei Yoshua actually, in that part of the Sugya Nun Hei, says, oh, because the Rambam was Medayik in the Mishnah, it says Yom Yodalad. It doesn't say anything about Chatzos. Look what the Rambam did. Look what the Rambam did. Afila b'makom shenogu lasos malacha, lo yatcha b'tchila lasos malacha, afu b'shiyochel gomer karim chatzos, ela gimul umanios bilvad. Hein shematchilim b'hem b'makom shenogu lasos, only three. Chayotim saparim kovsin. Avos sharumanios, imitu b'hem karim yodalad, says the Ravid. Where's the Ravid? Om Ravram. Lokin turas ta'alacha. Go ahead.
Lokin turas ta'alacha el Rabbi Meir. Kol malacha shi tzorcha moed gomer biyadalid. Afilu shalo nagu lasot. V'shalo nagu lasot.
V'shalo tzorcha moed osu b'makam shenagu lasos. The Ravid learns the Gemara like almost all the Rishonim, which is that this whole discussion is within the view of those who are knowing Yisur Malacha. Or maybe it could be after Chatzos. So what did the Rambam effectively do? Now we're gonna finish this off in one more minute. What did the Rambam actually do here?
He added Yisur Malacha before.
He expanded Yisur Malacha. The makom shenagu shalolas shenagu lasos malacha, which is totally consistent with thinking, right, that the entire day has been transformed by the presence of chagigas yedalid and korban pesach into a kind of a chol hamoed, right, meaning a mikra kodesh without mikra kodesh. So then, of course, you want it to start earlier. Okay, let me make sure tomorrow I start this by mentioning in the Rambam something about what I think Chagigas Yedalid is so critical here, and also the Mishnah Lamelech, what Hesped Vatainus issue. Let's finish off with the Rambam tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll try to do meetings from 12:30 to 2. Let's start with the Rambam. Remind me, make sure I don't skip it. About Chagigas Yedalid to say something and to finish off, and then to discuss Tosas, Balamor Ramban, Ravid, Tosar Red Parrot, Tosar Rush, and some of the Achronim, so we can finish off this part properly. Okay? So have a great day, everybody.
Ready?
Tomorrow.
Ready?
Yeah.
Ready?